I'm Steve Miller reporting. Catalan authorities announced their new cabinet Friday. That's paving the way for Madrid to end direct rule over the region after it held an independence drive last year. The news coincided with the departure of Mariano Rajoy as Spain's prime minister, voted out of office by Parliament Friday and replaced by socialist leader Pedro Sanchez. China wants nations to reject protectionism after Washington raised tariffs on steel imports. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
China wants trading partners to throw out trade and investment protectionism after the Trump administration hiked tariffs and says it will impose curbs on Chinese investment. A Chinese ministry spokeswoman has appealed for nations to ensure a stable situation in global trade and to firmly oppose trade and investment protectionism in any form. Beijing's call comes ahead of weekend talks with Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on U.S. pressure to narrow China's multi-billion dollar trade surplus with the U.S. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A day after meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a top North Korean official, is heading to Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Pompeo says Kim Jong-chol will deliver a letter to President Trump from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I look forward to seeing what's in the letter.
The president speaking yesterday before Pompeo and the former North Korean military spy chief met in New York. Pompeo says they made real progress towards setting conditions for the Trump-Kim summit to happen.
I'm confident we're moving in the right direction.
Pompeo says he's been clear the U.S. expects the North to give up its nuclear weapons. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For additional stories and updates, visit our website. This is VOA News. Italy's anti-establishment parties revived coalition plans Thursday, ending 3 months of political turmoil by announcing a government that promises to increase spending, challenge European